make some claims be say ye musa or private car wo fie sisi aye petroleum commission car was our return here onfa enko ye me patcho
patcho what say when e cash at them
Mustafa Gbande or deputy director operations at the presidency or say okay. Deputy general secretary of the NDC.
Okay, very well.
Yes,
but your line also
me patcho on your line so
I'm very surprised say a whole party deputy general secretary and also deputy director of operations at the presidency of the Republic of Ghana well without facts come on a reputable radio station like Atempa and come and spew out lies, blatant lies. Let me tell you, I was given a letter signed by Dr. Callistus Mahama on the 17th of January revoking my appointment as chief executive of Petroleum Office of the Petroleum Commission. On that day, when I got the letter, the first thing I did, the appointment, the letter said that my appointment is revoked with immediate effect. It was about 4 o'clock. Now me be winding down for the day. So I left the office, took everything that was mine because I'd already packed and everything, done my handing over note. So I left. When I left, the next thing I did was to call the transport officer of the Petroleum Commission, a lady, and said, Madam, I got a letter at 4 p.m. this 17th of January. I have two Petroleum Commission assigned vehicles with me, a V8 and a saloon car. Tomorrow morning, please send two drivers to my house, which is Saturday 18th. I did a letter and gave it to one of the drivers to go and deliver. So two drivers came to my home, take the saloon car, plant the V8, and took them to the Petroleum Commission. The transport officer received the vehicles and signed, having received them in good condition. Call any member of staff of the Petroleum Commission management. And so, ono, your friend said, no, Mustafa Bande, no. In what capacity then will he come and make this kind of allegation against my person? Petroleum Commission gave me two vehicles. All those two vehicles have been parked at the Petroleum Commission from the 18th, Saturday 18th of the friend of January. So what is he talking about? Saturday when normal year, no BTC, not Sebi, NDC supporters, no, on my call. Then they'll go and attack people. Please. Mustafa Bande, let me caution you. If you are working with President Mahama, do your work. If you are working with the government, do your work. But don't go about spewing lies and untruths. Please, respect yourself.
Mustafa.
Yeah.
Enti, what's your lawyer Egbert Fibel? What do you say to the
also we hand you over cash ring na
also we hand you over to the okana and throw na baby deal
no problem because I said board meeting is right
Mustafa me pa
Mustafa you have finished the question
Mustafa lawyer me pa to me ba ho nya bo twema me Mustafa car na de no okwate wo hin se car park ni fie
o de me say so say wa am park car bia actually wa se me ba
Mustafa me patcho or see on far car there is record to show sir we return the car
let me tell me not obi yes. Damin control
yeah Mustafa me tell
Egbert is my brother
you are not my brother I cannot be your brother don't come from the same region you are not my brother don't make that mistake
so I see what the car
don't make that mistake you cannot be my brother you are not my brother
a bunch of people who have sat down and mismanaged the thing mismanaged your accused your officers. You don't want us to confront him.
Mustafa, he has confronted you with the fact that he's returned the two cars. Record shows that the transport officer at the Petroleum Commission take delivery of the two cars. In those facts, no, we're putting a bear. What do you have to say?
You have put the one question to bear.
Yes.
I'll leave the facts close because I asked a question. And he's given an answer, sir. He has submitted two cars. Anamabua.
Yes.
That was the first question I asked.
Yes.
Okay. So we should leave it there. In but the, I'm saying
on
that,
on that specific question, no. Are no, you...
but it doesn't mean the issue will be left to rest. Too. I'm saying,
please,
sir.
Please, nobody, let me tell you, Mustapha Bande is not the only rooster in this country. I'm telling him that in an era of insecurity, where NDC and government operatives are going around issuing all kinds of threats to people, I will not sit down for a character like Mustapha Bande to go on radio and go and lie and malign me.
Obi, what will be your definition of malignment?
And ask them.
Okay.
How many vehicles they assigned me on assumption of duty, and how many vehicles I returned to them following my departure from office.
Very well. Very well.
It's very simple.
We'll do that. The other question.
Obi,